Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Jayhawks, mockingbirds, and a flock of fans. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, a performance in the green space from the alt country band The Jayhawks. Later, Beatle biographer Tim Riley talks about who's carrying on John Lennon's legacy today. But first, the mid-1980s was a pretty heady time on the Minneapolis music scene. Prince was redefining funk. Husker Du was doing the same with punk. And the Replacements were, well, they were the Replacements. Enter the Jayhawks. By the dawn of the 90s, the Jayhawks were pioneering the alt-country sound on records like Hollywood Town Hall and Tomorrow the Green Grass. Their new studio album, Mockingbird Time, is the band's first since 03, and their first record in more than 15 years to feature the original songwriting duo of Mark Olson and Gary Louris. The night before the album came out, the Jayhawks came to the green space to play an intimate show for our Soundcheck audience. Here's a new song from the Jayhawks called She Walks in So Many Ways, live in the green space. The Jayhawks, live on Soundcheck from WNYC's Jerome L. Green Performance Space. Let me introduce you to the band. Kind of a classic lineup of the Jayhawks joining us on stage. Gary Louris playing guitar and singing. Mark Olson on guitar and singing. Karen Grotberg is behind the piano. Mark Perlman is behind me, playing the bass. And Tim O'Regan on drums.
Mark, this sort of reunion of you and the rest of the band, it's been coming. It's been building up to this for a couple of years. You and Gary did a kind of a duo record and stuff, and then there was a tour. Why has it taken so long? It seems like it's been like a 3 or 4 year process.
Yeah, it was a 3 or 4, maybe even 5 or 6. We started to get together really after 2001, and we played some songs and wrote a song or two, and then maybe once a year went out and did some shows. And I think the culmination of that was we made an acoustic record and toured around, and then after that, there was a lot of people that came up to us and said, where are the other guys? Bring on the other guys. And so first we wrote some songs, and then we took it to the other guys, including Karen. And we had a really good time making the record.
Using guys, not a guy, in the non-generic, non-gender-specific.
And so we went into the studio. It was about less than a year ago we made the record.
Now, when you say we wrote some songs, Gary, how does that process? Is this a Lennon and McCartney thing where both names are on it but only one guy has written? Do you write together? Do you alternate songs?
It really depends, really, just like they did. You know, I think we just early on were smart enough to say, let's just put our names on all the songs so, you know, it doesn't get into an ego thing like I don't have enough songs on there. But usually we write the songs together. There are some songs that are 90% Mark and or 90% me, and we finish them off. Other ones are half and half. Some we just write from the ground up. This record really was pretty much built from the ground up with us just coming up with little ideas and leaving a lot of room for the other person and finishing them together.
And how much room for the aforementioned other guys? I mean, do you come to them with...
Not much. Really, unfortunately, you know, we kind of take up a lot of space on our own. And they're all great songwriters in their own right. And
well, actually, I meant more in terms of when you bring them a song, you know, is it like complete or does that get worked out in...
We have no idea what it's going to sound like. We work on the tempo, the lyrics, and the melodies. When it comes to then bringing in everyone else, we have no idea, and they bring in what they have, and it ends up sounding really good. We don't know what the final thing's going to be like at all. We just work on those basic things.
Now, this is, as I said before, kind of the classic Jayhawks lineup. The two of you, Mark, Gary, you guys have always been the founding core songwriters of the band. But to go from 95 to 2011 in the world of popular music, this is a completely different world. So with the two of you working together again, what's changed, and maybe more interesting, what hasn't changed?
Well, the basic thing of that you have to write songs, sing them well, and play them well, and go out in front of people and do a show hasn't changed at all. That's the stuff that basically when we started, we didn't even think about making records. We were trying to get a gig on a Friday night. All this other stuff completely, constantly changes, and it's out of our control.
Yeah, well, I think the biggest change is you used to tour to promote a record, and now you make a record to promote your tour, because people don't buy music really anymore. So really where musicians survive is on the road.
And the idea that a new CD like Mockingbird Time is basically your calling card for the tour, you know, is that's a complete turnaround.
Yeah, but it's unfortunate too, because when we write a record, we're still thinking about it in the classic terms that we learned from the Masters, the Beatles, and Dylan, that this record is supposed to be something like a small novel, and it's supposed to have these ideas running through the record, and then we sit and sweat out the order of the songs. We go through all these things like the old standard thing. Now everything has changed, but we're still doing it that way.
So you actually see the album as an album. I mean, that's another thing. We've gone back to like mid-20th century where everything is singles, but you still see this as a long-form kind of story that unfolds.
Sure.
Definitely.
Well, at the risk of sort of pegging you as concept album makers, what is the idea behind Mockingbird Time?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the things we went through when we grew up, started a band, and then lived through the time that we were in a band, and then our lives separately. It talks about family and ideas involved with the Midwest and all sorts of things, and, you know, like high water blues, there's been a lot of floods, some of us have experienced those personally, so it's just basic everyday life in a way.
All right. Let's hear another song, and this, again, is from the new album. It's called Closer to Your Side. We're speaking with both Gary Louris and Mark Olson and hearing the full band, the Jayhawks, performing for us on Soundcheck, live from the Green Space. Jayhawks performing the song Closer to Your Side in WNYC's Green Space on September 19th. It's also on the band's new album, Mockingbird Time. The Jayhawks are coming back to town. You can catch them co-headlining a bill with Roseanne Cash at the Beacon Theater on October 21st. And stick around, there's more Jayhawks ahead. We'll talk with Mark Olson and Gary Louris from the band and hear a couple of songs from their classic album, Tomorrow the Green Grass. This is Soundcheck.
One day forwards, backwards I fall into your arms. Tell us what to do, Blackeyed Susan.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. More now from the Minneapolis-based country rock band, the Jayhawks. The group formed in 1985 with the songwriting duo of Gary Louris and Mark Olson. They signed to producer Rick Rubin's label, American Recordings, and released five albums, including the fan favorite called Tomorrow the Green Grass in 1995. Not long after that album, Mark Olson left to start another band called the Original Harmony Ridge Creek Dippers. It had a rootsier, more traditional American folk sound, and I asked Mark if that experience has affected how he wrote music for the Jayhawks and their new album Mockingbird Time.
I think that you can't write the same way your whole life in any way, shape, or form, or else you wouldn't have started out to be a writer, like imagining writing songs and things like that. You have to have some sort of like idea of trying something new.
Right. Well, you mentioned before Dylan and the Beatles, both of whom you can see a, you know,
well, those are really the two defining things as far as like when you grow up and you, those are like the pinnacle, really.
Mm-hmm. Gary, for you as well?
Yeah, I think as I started off, I was totally into the Beatles and the Kinks and the Who. And in fact, I saw Roger Daltrey today at the across from Roger McGuinn at the restaurant today. But so
wow, what restaurant were you eating?
We talked about starting
at?
A group. We're going to start a little group, a little side group. But, I listened to a lot of British music and then discovered American music kind of later on, and kind of, and that's just what we've kind of ended up mixing up. And as we've gone along, Mark and I have discovered bands like the British folk music, like Incredible String Band and things that have kind of worked their way into our songwriting.
Yeah, there's so many things that, you know, all... We used to hang out when we first started the band, and we'd have these Friday night parties and things. And that was a period where we discovered a lot of music, and we were actually following stuff backwards. Mm-hmm, that was right. Sort of a key to our... You know, the Birds, and we followed all the people that were involved
right.
in the Birds.
The Birds, back, the band, of. The band is, of course, like the band is the band's band. You know, it's like real musicians. Everybody who was in a band, whether it was George Harrison or Eric Clapton, they wanted to be in the band, you know. And so we certainly look up to that. That was something we listened to a lot growing up. But hopefully we've gone past that, and we sound like us. And really, I think there's no band that really sounds quite like us, you know.
Well, you know.
If I may say so. For better or worse.
Big crowd of people says you may. You may say so. You know, but you got tagged as part of the alt-country thing back in the 90s. And certainly, you know, there is a kind of American quality to the Jayhawk sound. But it seems like over the years that sound has really varied pretty widely.
Well, yeah, it definitely has a very has a British influence. But there's something about our music that I've heard is what Europeans usually say is it sounds wide open. You know, it's like great driving music. It conjures up the feeling of the, you know, of the wide open spaces.
Now, did you think that when you were writing these songs?
No, not at all. I don't think we don't really think too much when we write.
That's the great thing about songs, right? Is like people can always read something into it.
Right. We try to shut that conscious mind off as much as possible because that leads to cliches, I think.
Would I be guessing wrong if I guessed that you folks wouldn't mind hearing some hits from the earlier part of the catalog?
Well, hits may be the best of some nuggets. How about nuggets?
Before we get to some stuff from Tomorrow the Green Grass, Gary, help out a lifelong city boy here. What is a Jayhawk?
Well, I actually missed the first 2 weeks of the band, so I wasn't there when they named the band. I know a Jayhawk can be a from Kansas, of course.
Well, that's the Kansas University.
But also is somewhat of a slave, free slave movement, a smuggling... Isn't that correct? Abolitionists. Abolitionists.
I think it was more along the lines of it sounded like a band.
And
the Hawks was the band name.
All right.
And
Hawks.
I think there is an old doo-wop group named that. So.
So you couldn't call yourselves the Screaming Jayhawks. That would have been a little too obvious.
No.
All right.
We needed some panache, and we didn't get it at the time.
All right. The Jayhawks is the band, and Tomorrow the Green Grass, going back a few years for a couple of tracks from this album. Once again, live in the green space, the Jayhawks. Woo!
left running, you said you were flying. Left running, you said you were cold. Any statue you could name. Like the ones that I fell for. I've been looking over my shoulder. Would you love me then, you're older? Would you love me then, you're older? Still I know you're true. The first game is lost and you win. Another game is hiding your fear. Oh, please tell me how my heart, how can my heart belong to you? I've been looking over my shoulder. Would you love me then, you're older? Would you love me then, you're older? Still I know you're true. Every time that you look my way, I feel so homeless, your dreams so deep. These landslides in buildings too high, that block the sun for everyone. Running, you said you were cold.
Yep. It's called Guitars Right Off.
Stay.
That's the Jayhawks performing their signature song, Blue, live in the Green Space. This was recorded a couple of weeks ago in the Green Space here at WNYC, and there's actually quite a bit more where that came from. If you want to watch video of their full radio session, go to our webpage, wnyc.org/soundcheck. And if you want to see the Jayhawks, you can see them at the Beacon Theater on October 21st with Roseanne Cash. Here's a little more of their Green Space performance, a song that appears on their new album, Mockingbird Time. It's called Tiny Arrows.
Wander to the desert, looking for my way. Under rocks and houses, snakes burn in the day. Coyotes howling in the mountains far away.
And still to come on Soundcheck, we conclude our three-part Beatles 2K11 series with a look at the still-unfolding story of John Lennon and today's young musicians who embody the songwriter's legacy. That's next.
Fences mean nothing. Sunrise disappears.